Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Fact, Fiction, or Bullshit. Or for all my new listeners out there, the FFB podcast for short. Hi, my name is PJ, and every episode we'll delve into the unknown, to look at the history, the facts, the theories, and the conspiracies, then ultimately decide fact, fiction, or bullshit. I'm going to be following on from a podcast I'd done a few weeks back about the dark web. I said then that I'd like to do a few more internet-based mysteries, and I can promise you this, I found another one. To be honest, ladies, gents and people, I did not want to do it this soon, but when RB picked this one out, and when I looked into it, I knew I just had to do it. But before I get into this episode, this one might not be for everyone. It's going to be pretty gory and terrifying, so if it's not your thing, I'm sure I have something else on my playlist for you to listen to. I know most of us know what an urban legend is, so I'm going to explain it for the people that don't. An urban legend is a modern genre of folklore, and it often consists of fictional stories associated with the macabre, superstitions, ghosts, demons, cryptids, extraterrestrials and creepypasta stories. Urban legends are often rooted in local history and popular culture. I know that I've done several episodes about urban legends at the very least on this channel, from the Loch Ness Monster to Polybius. Thing is though, they're quite old, as most are. They've been handed down through the generations. The one for me growing up was that of Bloody Mary. I would always go into the bathroom of a night time. For some reason, I just could not say it the third time. Even at an older age, I still could not say it. However, in recent years, more and more internet-based urban legends have come to life. Why so terrifying though? It's just a story. It's just something to scare you. Thing is, ladies, gents and people, is that people assume that when you say urban legend, it's just like a creepypasta, that it's fake. A story designed to scare you or intrigue you. But as we all know, certain urban legends do indeed turn out to be true. The one that comes to mind for me is that of Cropsey. For me, that's one of my episodes that I think if you've not listened to it already, I really think you should. But that's my point though. How do you decide what's real and what's fake? Research. Looking into a mirror at midnight and saying Bloody Mary three times. And yes, it really does come to that. And for me, it's knowing who told you. Because more often than not, it's either from a website, a TikTok, a YouTube video, or the old-fashioned word of mouth. I don't know where I found out about this urban legend. All I know, it was there on my list. And I think it was just the name that put it there. Today, ladies, gents and people, we will be looking into the Spanish urban legend that is the Blind Maiden website, where I'll be asking the question, does she really exist? Is this website for real? And could this really be a danger to your life if you participate by pressing the accept button on which has been said to be the most dangerous website in the world? Join me today as we give this the FFB treatment. So, how to access this website? Is it just as easy as typing www.blindmaiden.com into your browser? Well, yes and no. First up, there are certain conditions you must abide to so that you can enter this website. 1. You must be alone. 2. All the lights in your house must be turned off. 3. It must be a new moon night, which means no moon at all in the sky. 4. You must go onto the website at exactly midnight, for only then will you be allowed entry. Upon entering the website, you'll see a montage of pictures being displayed quickly. The pictures are of various people and children without eyes, with faces that are twisted in tremendous fear, mouths frozen in a silent scream, and after that a text will appear on the screen saying, and I quote, "This website will take you to a whole new level of horror. A horror that will use all five of your senses. You must be very careful not to click on anything by accident. You will be faced with a real experience of absolute horror. Click the accept button to engage actively in the experience." It's at this point underneath that you have two choices, accept or decline. And this, ladies, gents and people, is where this urban legend comes into its own. If you click decline, you will be rewarded, if you can call it that. You'll get access to the entire archive of their gruesome images. So for me, it's pretty much a gore site. If, however, you clicked accept, there would be no turning back. You will have sealed your own fate, and you will experience the ultimate horror. Upon accepting, another screen will pop up, almost like a YouTube video, but not. For this is a live stream of someone filming your home. It's then that you'll see a sinister shadow walking towards your home, your sanctum sanctorum, your safe place. It's then that the spirit will approach the room that you're in. You will see yourself, your back towards the camera, you're staring at your computer screen. It's then that you feel her presence behind you. It's then that you feel someone tapping you on the shoulder. And then it's then you're wondering, why the fuck did I press accept? As you turn around, you see the blind maiden in all her terror. You will look into her eyes and just see empty sockets. This will be the last thing you ever see, and she will then kill you and rip out your eyes. It's after this she will then take a picture of you. This will then appear on her website, ready for the next crazy person willing to visit the site at midnight, all alone, lights off, with no moon. The thing is though, will they see a picture of you because they've just pressed the decline button? Or will they be joining you in the afterlife because they were stupid enough to press accept? That is the end of the urban legend tale of the blind maiden. Or is it? Could this website be real? You know me, ladies, gents and people, I just had to look into this. So yes, you guessed it, I tried looking for the site. I actually tried several times whilst doing my research, but every time I typed it in my search bar, just come up with a site saying domain for sale. Well, that was until I just clarified all of my details and I thought I would try again. This has shocked me. So much so that I've added this to my notes. It's a different site to what I see a few days ago. This one has a green background screen and in white writing at the top it says blindmaiden.com. Just underneath it in black it says content is blocked, copyright of blindmaiden.com. Question is, what is blocked? Or is it blocked because I've not abided by the rules? I'm going to post a picture of this on my Instagram for you all to see. Thing is, ladies, gents and people, there are a few people out there on YouTube who have claimed to have visited this site. But as with YouTube, you all know I'm very skeptical about it. But after what's just happened to me, I'm not so sure. I'm going to talk to you about two videos that really stood out for me because they kind of freaked me out a little. 5 years ago, Ali H posted on YouTube, "Caught ghost on camera, don't do the blind maiden ritual." He follows all the rules and at midnight he refreshes the page of the blind maiden website. Once refreshed, the screen turns black and shows him a photo and it's a picture of himself. Underneath are them two words, accept or decline. What would you do, people? He presses accept but nothing happens. He then clicks decline and gets the same result. It's then when he realises he can scroll down the page. It's then when he gets his first picture. A picture of a ghostly female, red veins poking out all over her face, no eyes, a mouth which is completely black like it's full of rot. After being completely shocked at what he's just witnessed, he continues to scroll. It's then when he sees a GIF in the bottom left of his screen. Another lady with no eyes, pale white face, a black liquid emanating from her mouth. She's coming in and out of focus. Is it focus though? Or her trying to come through his computer screen. It's just as he is watching that, he hears a knock on his bedroom door. Bang, bang, bang. It's now that he shits himself. He refreshes the page so he can hit the decline button. However, it's not midnight anymore. It's then that he opens his door. And as he is filming himself, there is a picture behind him on his door of himself with no eyes. He then returns to his room and something strange happened. On the video with about 20 seconds to go, you see a shadow behind him move from left to right. The other one I found was from Zishan Vlogging. He follows the same procedure, but for him it's different. As soon as he refreshes his page, he is greeted with static, which then turns into pictures that flash in and out in an order. A clock. A bowl full of dirt and maggots. An abandoned looking building. A sink with blood in. A butterfly. A spider. Three people in robes standing around a fire burning a cross. However, walking over the screen is a spider. It's after that that you hear screaming. And this is when things start to get familiar. It's now that you see various different people that all have one common trait. All their eyes are missing. After about 2 minutes, the process starts again. And by that, I mean it's on some sort of a loop. The one thing that got me was that the second time round, there were different people in the pictures. This for me, ladies, gents and people, has kind of scared me in all honesty. Is it real or is it not? It's the whole Bloody Mary thing for me again. No, it's not real. But no, I'm still not going to a mirror in my bathroom at midnight to say her name 3 times to see if she appears. And this now leads me on to my conclusion and the FFB treatment. In whatever vein you look at it, this is one proper scary urban legend. And what makes it even more scary is it could even be real. And that leads me on to my first few questions. Is this website really a website? And is the Blind Maiden real? For the website, I would like to say fiction. But in this day and age, you really don't know. The owner could just be waiting for some poor soul to click on it before deciding to unleash the full catalogue of gory images. It could be connected to a timer in such a way where the website is only open for a minute a day. Say for instance between midnight and 1 minute past. And let's just say it's only open to 50 people all over the world. And this would be why there are not more videos of it online. As for the Blind Maiden being real too, well that's bullshit as well. Can I say that this is the most scariest website in the world too? That's one question I cannot answer as I have not been on it. As for being the most dangerous website in the world, well that's bullshit as well. There are much more awful websites out there. But that's not to say what you might see if you actually got in, it may disturb you for the rest of your life. As for the 2 YouTube videos I see, if Ali H's video had been something real, me myself I'm just getting off that camera as quick as possible and running. This guy then starts plugging his channel, which tells me that's bullshit as well. The other one is more interesting though. Not many subscribers or views, but just had a breath of authenticity about it. Watching that video go on loop with the screaming sounds that it made. I mean that sort of thing could drive a person insane if you was to watch it too many times. However for me, the Blind Maiden is nothing more than an urban legend. Does that mean tonight at midnight I'll be sitting in my front room with all my lights out, waiting to refresh my page to get onto the Blind Maiden website? Hell no, that's not a risk I'm prepared to take. Wow, what a podcast. To think that there's a possibility of a website out there that's similar to this, but just without the creepy lady coming to rip your eyes out is quite a scary thought. As I've always said, the internet is a deep, dark, scary place. You never know what you're going to find. I just want to say thank you for the continued support, it really means a lot. If you could subscribe to the channel too on whatever platform you listen on, that would be great as well. And remember, if you like the podcast, share the podcast. Look after yourselves and each other, and until next time.